Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Portal to Ascension. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Portal to Ascension Radio. This is Neil Gore, your host. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We have another amazing interview. And if you guys have been following us and paying attention to what we've been doing over the last 3 weeks now, we've been doing an interview almost every other day, sometimes every day, sometimes two a day, with different speakers on various topics on conscious awareness. And the intention for this is what we're really doing is we're showcasing every one of our speakers that are going to be at the Portal to Ascension Conference in Irvine, California, October 5th to 7th of 2018. We're bringing them all on in order to discuss the awareness that they're sharing, because basically the Portal to Ascension Conference is a representation of what Portal to Ascension represents, which is all aspects of conscious awareness on one platform. So rather than doing an event on extraterrestrials, on UFOs, on ancient civilizations, on spirituality, on angels, we're creating one huge event that is truly full circle awareness, that is allowing you to see from different avenues of conscious awareness, different presenters that bring their own gifts and abilities and their own awareness on how we're going to achieve peace on Earth, live in harmony on Earth, and really create heaven on Earth. So today we're going to have another presenter that's going to be at the event. Her name is Shreya Fox. And Shreya and I and Portal to Ascension have actually got a long history. We really started working together in 2012 when she came to, it's kind of a synchronicity actually, because she was the MC at our first live conference that Portal to Ascension ever did, which was the Cosmic Reunion 2012 conference back in November of 2012. So her being the MC at the first one, and then now coming as a speaker, what is this? This is it's going to be 6 years later at this event. We've done so much work with each other since then. She's been helping us with our website. We've done webinars with her, and she brings this whole entire creative aspect that isn't the linear presentations and awareness, where there's going to be a lot of information, a lot of awareness, a lot of presentations, a lot of linear information, a lot of creative information. She really represents the presence, the energy of the spiritual nature of what it's all about. Every single thing that we're going to share at the conference is going to be giving you information that's going to allow you to make your own informed decisions and to enlighten yourself. But then there's also the aspect of grounding that energy in, taking it home to your heart and actually implementing the spiritual awareness and achieving spiritual growth from it. So a little bit about Shreya. She is Shreya Fox is an author, clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient guide, and energy healer in service to the awakening of humanity. Having experienced profound awakenings at an early age, Shreya has prepared herself for this time of service as an orator and scribe for the divine creator within us all. Her calling is to ensure each and every being on earth has the opportunity to awaken to the truth of ourselves as one with love, in love with the law and divine principles. Shreya brings profound clarity to comprehension of the creative process and a perspective that takes us all the way back before the beginning of the time, helping us resolve our greatest esoteric collective perplexities as we usher in a new era of co-creative potential on Earth. And today we're going to be discussing not only spiritual evolution, which was the topic of this, but also the event. What is going on? How are we going to peel back the layers of programming that have been imposed on us, and we have accepted and had the choice to accept, and now we do no longer need, they no longer serve us. So how are we going to peel back these layers and then step into our true potential and become an authentic self? And Shreya truly is one of the individuals that really assist people in stepping to the authentic self. So extremely excited to have her today. Shreya, are you here with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. Yes, this is going to be a very exciting talk today. Thank you, Neil.
For sure, yeah. And as I said, like we've gone back for a long, long time, you know. And it's kind of cool to watch and observe the growth and every aspect of what we really do. Like we have an ability to really connect with each other and assist with each other, whether it's like website design or if it's creating webinars or putting out your information, helping you out. So I feel like you and Portal to Ascension, myself, really have this whole contract to continue working together for a long time. So I'm extremely grateful for that. Now, I wanted to start out by, you know, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Tell them about how you got into doing what you are doing now.
Sure. Thanks, Neil. So, you know, I think it got into me and, you know, we're on Portal to Ascension, so we can talk a little more plainly than usual. You know, some of us, we came in with a mission. We were already poised to come and help on the planet at this time, perhaps for many lifetimes, because we have compassion, because we have a desire to see awakening. And there have been situations on the planet, which is a lot of your other presenters deal with the details of those situations. And I get information about it more generally, but my main information that I get is about how to navigate our inner realm. So we can rely on these other teachers to learn about ancient history and what happened and, you know, what's going on behind the scenes on the planet. And with me, we'll get some broader sweeps and some really core essential information about how to get our mastery on. So the information got into me. I started speaking with the divine at age 3. I started doing energy work on myself at age 7. By 16, I was writing processes to heal my mind because I knew I was going to be a little screwed up from, you know, family issues and things like that. You know, by 18, the earth was talking to me. And from there, the guides started working on my chakras and I would be aware of it. And then I had different teachers who came in to help me activate my superpowers. I was working with, at that time, sweat lodges and more of a Native American path and studying all the world's religions and making peace with the damage that had been done in the name of religion, and realizing that it wasn't God or Jesus or any of the religious icons who had caused the trouble. It was humanity in its fallen state that was causing the trouble. And so, you know, all of the scriptures point to some very specific truths. But my early teachers told me, you kind of have to look for a needle in the haystack because sometimes things got mixed up. They were spoken in parables, then they were translated. But for those who have eyes to hear and eyes to see and ears to hear, you can find the truth in any of the world's traditions, and you can also access it directly without any of them. However, sometimes it's useful. So sometimes I will make reference to different traditions just because it's useful for clarifying points of the different streams of information we've been fed over time to make sense of what it is these messengers and these masters were trying to point us to. And now is the time of speaking plainly, whereas before we had to see through a glass darkly. Before they had to speak in parables, the human system wasn't ready for the higher information. And so what is a fallen state? Well, it's a fallen consciousness away from the knowledge of yourself as one with the divine. The masters talk about self-realization. They talk about enlightenment. They talk about atonement or at-one-ment. They talk about the process of that we have to go through for self-realization. Well, what is this self that we're realizing? We're realizing that we are at one with the divine, that we are the fingertips of God out here in creation, enjoying the different dimensions of a phenomenal creation, this universe. We happen to be in 3D right now. We happen to be in a denser vibration that got caught up in forgetfulness. This is where even the stories, like Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty is about humanity going to sleep. And the prince is that awakened, enlightened, high self-consciousness that starts coming back in. And we're on the verge of a grand awakening. This is what is said in my books as I channel them in and bring them in for us in my role as an orator and scribe for the Lineages of Light to help us comprehend who we are, how we got here into this sort of mass of humanity, you know, what's happening with our awakening process and how we can prepare for what's to come. So that was a little bit of a mouthful, but I hope that answered your question and then some.
Yeah, it does for sure. So you said like this story, the story of awakening is basically like strewn throughout all these scriptures, even Beauty, and it it's basically been this hero's journey and the story of awakening that has just been in plain sight for so long, you know. And I feel that there was a time where, you know, we needed certain teachers, we needed gurus, and in order to give us this awareness, because humanity was at such a low vibration, maybe that they couldn't actually they needed these teachers that were tapped in to be able to give them that awareness. But I feel now is we're at a time where it's a time of the self-guru, where we're all tapping into our own innate abilities, our own inner truth, and it's time to start listening to ourselves. So what's your take on that?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. This is an incredible time, and some feel that there will be actually an event that is more specific that's also going along with the general influx of high divine energy on the planet. It's called the event, and it's something that we have been preparing for, and that right now we can prepare for even more. And the preparation is what we would want to do anyway, even if a big cosmic event wasn't happening. It's still the same work, but the concept of this event coming soon, whenever that is, right? Because trying to get information from the higher planes is sometimes that they're in a totally different state of time, so that can be tricky. Some people think it's coming very soon, this month. Other people say, don't worry about when it's coming. Other people say, you know, it's like, it's going to happen. You know, it is happening. It is underway regardless. And it's kind of exciting to even just to contemplate, well, what if it, this big cosmic event of awakening were happening soon, where an influx of light is coming to the planet that's going to transform consciousness and humankind and take us all up to the next level. What do we need to prepare? It kind of reminds me of that song from Jesus Christ Superstar and that scriptural saying of prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now, when they're talking about the Lord, they're talking about the light. They're talking about the law. They're talking about the foundational principles of the universe. And so what do we need to do to prepare? This is what's really on my mind. And the good news is, regardless of whether a physical event occurs in our lifetime that we notice, you know, which it might, come in the form of billowing waves of light flowing into our life, of which we don't need to be afraid, you know, totally transmuting us head to toe, even taking those of us who have been a little more spiritual advanced, and, you know, that we supposedly, when this happens, we're going to be like, wow, we were so behind, you know, we're going to be like, wow, what a, you know, it's going to be a remarkable and noticeable spiritual upgrade is what people are saying. And so whether this happens slowly or quickly, the way that we can prepare is by stewarding our consciousness, learning how to direct our thoughts in the right direction. Because after this awakening process happens, however long it takes, we are going to be closer to that instant manifestation that we've all heard about, to where you think something and bam, it's there. You know, Abraham always likes the joke. It's like, hey, you don't get all your stuff at once, because if it was like, you're thinking it's there, that would be a little cumbersome. It's like all of a sudden you got a house full of stuff and you don't know what to do with it all, you know, or something. It's kind of a funny thought, you know, that if we're stepping into a time where instant karma is really going to get us, and what we put out comes back more immediately, then we need to be more masterful around what we're thinking. And this is going to help us anyway, regardless of whether this event happens quickly or not. So for me, that always has been my passion. We're talking about the law, the great law aback all things is what Divine Father calls it in the book. And, you know, it says that which goes out comes back to us. And that this is the foundational platform of reality upon which we exist, and that we've been trained away from the knowledge of that because our ancestors forgot. They didn't know. Our parents didn't know. In our past lives, we might not have known and got ourselves in tangles and webs of thinking and acting that cause what we call karmas or samskaras. And our cultural conditioning in this timeline also has been pointed away from such truths. It's been making us feel as though the world is out there affecting us and we can't really do anything about it. We just have to pivot around what the world is doing. And nothing could be further from the truth. Consciousness is in us, and consciousness is the originator of experience. and worlds and universes and planets and lifetimes and things and stuff.
Yep.
But we have forgotten that. We have forgotten that. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing we need to do prepare, is to remember that.
Right. And you said a few things I want to touch on, but you said about thought equals manifestation in this new reality. You talked about instant karma, but about the event, I want to ask that first. Do you think the event is an actual date?
There are some things I've been studying lately. There's a wonderful lady named Allison Coe in Portland who's been doing hypnotic sessions with people. And she, in a logical way, kind of narrowed down dates to, guess what, March 2018. she says, don't believe me. She says, don't believe me. I don't know. I'm just following patterns. And she's also joking about how the universe up there, you know, we can't know whether, you know, it's like we can't get too wrapped up in wondering about whether it really is now, or if it's 3 months from now, or it's 6 months from now, or a year from now. You know,
yeah.
Time and space is different for us. What seems to be correct, regardless of when we know what we know about the dates, is something is happening. Something is shifting. And you might have felt it too. Some people have felt bored. They felt like they're waiting for something. They felt like they don't know what to do or how to take the next step. They may even be having trouble with finances and money and like, I don't know how to navigate in this reality. They may go on Netflix and you know, try to find something interesting to watch, and it's just like, oh, my God, like this, there's nothing here. You know, or even on YouTube, they're like, oh, my God, what is going on? There's nothing here for me, you know. So if you've been having any feelings like that, It's pointing to this shift that we're waiting for. And according to what Allison is saying and others are saying, you know, this is a wave.
Mm-hmm.
There's no stopping this wave of light. And David Wilcock talked about it in some of his talks as well, where you turn the bend. You're like, when we turn the bend on this ascension cycle, which we're at, this 26,000-year cycle that the Mayans talk about right now, when you turn the bend, things accelerate at a very quickened pace. And what people speak about, again, I'm not a scientist. I'm not personally bringing in this information, though I have had mystical experiences related to it that sort of helped me corroborate what's being said. But there's a wave of light coming that's very large. And this is what Corey Good talks about often, about the blue avians, you know, buffering this light to help us catch up a little bit so that we don't just get shattered by it, because the idea is that cosmic light, it's beneficial, it's good, it's loving, it's kind, but it's very, very high frequency. And when it comes to a planet, it's going to modify the DNA, it's going to modify, it's going to heal any distortions in the vessels, the bodies. It's going to enlighten and awaken and open new centers of consciousness, as we already know light does, just by being light workers, right? By being energy workers, by getting Reiki, by getting healing work done, by tuning in, by meditating. You know, this light within transforms things. And so if you can imagine a transformation happening on a quickened pace in a large scale, some people feel like you're going to be able to see this light billowing in, you know. And again, I don't know the answer if that's true, but I'm like, wow, that would be cool. You know, I'm open to the possibility of that.
Right.
And in the meantime, I'm also like, well, something's happening regardless of the timeline. We are awakening in the light. And we ought to just start getting ready. You know, we've already been getting ready, but now let's be like, oh, pay attention, everybody. Something's happening, you know.
Right. Sure. Have you heard of a person called Cobra?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, so their whole thing is completely based on the event. Everything they do is the event. And they have this thing all over the world called Pertains, where they get together every week, and they do this meditation that's all about meditating on resetting the financial system and creating the event. And they believe that there is going to be a specific date. And it's interesting because when I was first got into all this consciousness stuff, I was like, oh, everybody's just going to wake up overnight. It's going to happen overnight. Years passed, and then I was like, oh, maybe it's going to take a little while, and maybe it won't be like that. Years more passed, and now I'm back to the same thing again. I feel like there will be some event, like, and it could be something like an energy wave comes from the black hole in the center of the galaxy, hits the Earth, and all of a sudden the financial system has to be reset, and the monetary system may collapse, and other things may happen. It doesn't have to be some sort of angel apparition, even though it could be, right? So it's interesting because I do feel that what we need right now is a wake-up call and an event that kind of shifts everybody's perceptions from the mundane really may need to happen so that we can collectively mm-hmm. wake up, not just the people who are already woke, you know?
Right, right. And, yeah, this lady Allison said she basically has been doing hypnosis sessions with people, and she's getting consistent information from them about what is going to happen, what it's going to look like, and what its effects are. And she only shares when she gets, like, multiples, at least three people saying the same thing. And so mm-hmm. I find that very interesting. And, you know, she said that the financial reset is underway, but it will actually come into manifestation post-event, which kind of makes sense
right.
to me as well. And she said, mm-hmm. yeah, we're going to have to learn to cooperate with each other at a whole nother level, which is part of the Dharma and the gift. It, you know, for the people who have been locked into a denser consciousness, you know, our beloved family members or others who have been kind of, you know, just kind of like, okay, she's a little nutty, you know, like,
right.
what kind of spiritual trip is she off on again? You know, bless their hearts. They've been holding down, you know, the regular planetary consciousness. You know, they might start being like, oh, okay, huh, maybe there was something to this after all. Isn't that interesting, you know? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
the denser their consciousness or the more somebody might want to hurt someone or something like that, the harder this is going to be on them because that energy is a complete not a match to the light that's coming. And so,
right.
so this, okay, so Kali, I feel like I want to tell you about this vision that I had. Kali Ma, the goddess, came to me. And she came to me in a very unusual form. She came to me as a beautiful golden goddess of light. She was pure light. You know, with the whole shebang, the white robes and the long blonde hair, you know, flowing in the wind. And, you know, that symbol in our consciousness, of course, she has many forms, or it's really a symbol to point to the purity of this essence of light. And so what I saw in that experience is that if anybody were to come to her with a lot of ego or a desire to harm someone, they're going to start burning up. They're going to, that whole thing about Kali biting heads and having a necklace of skulls and people feeling, ah, Kali's Kali, you know, whatever. It's not her destroying something. It's that they're too dense
right.
of a vibration to be in the presence of that light.
Right,
you
right.
see, so that's why
wow.
we're being invited and asked to eat a
yeah.
lighter diet, to get rid of the animal products, to get rid of the salt and the sugar, and get, you know, to start examining where we're addicted or where we're eating a lot of density. Now, because it's going to be what? It's going to be easier when that light comes for our bodies to assimilate more light. Same with our thoughts. Where is our thoughts? Are they? Are we continually spiraling into depression or anxiety or fear? Or are we constantly telling stories about the bad things that happen? Are we looping? Or are we able to catch ourselves in the act of that and lift ourselves up to thoughts like, everything's working out for me. You know, the divine is here. Regardless of whether I can completely see it or not, I know something good is happening in my life. I know that something good is happening for humanity. I choose to point my attention in this new direction. And we do. We have. It's a discipline. This is where the divine father energy comes in. We need discipline, discernment, and the positive as denial. And we're deciding.
Mm-hmm.
So all these D words, we're cutting away what's not wanted and we're pointing our focus, our pointy masculine focus toward the prize. You know, keep your eye on the prize. This is Buddha sitting under the Bodhi tree. This is Jesus sitting in the circle in the desert for 40 days saying, Satan, get thee behind me. You know, Buddha's arguing with, I mean, the Buddha's got Lord Mara, the symbol of his ego, throwing all the negativity at him, trying to get him to take his focus off the light. And he's like, nope, I'm sitting my butt down here till I'm enlightened, you know. And so what's he doing? He's focusing his consciousness upward toward the light. And
right.
keep thine eye single unto the light, and thy whole body shall be filled with light. This is what these guys were teaching. It wasn't meant to be a doctrine that kept you down thinking you were sinful. You know, it was a living teaching from someone who had mastered this ability to rise above the egoic patterned conditioned thought that kept them looping in negative experience.
Right, right. That's interesting. And the story that you gave about Kali is interesting too, because, you know, Kali has been translated as the destroyer, right? But she's not the destroyer. It was mistranslated. The real representation of Kalima is the recycler. She recycles energy so it can get reborn. So when you're having that vision of people burning up, it's not like what we third dimensionally look at as, oh my God, we're burning up, we're dying. It's like if you're not off the light and you're not ready to be in alignment with this new dimension, you can't exist in this dimension, so you need to be recycled and you come back out in another experience somewhere else. You know? So,
that's right.
So what you're really talking about here is now you're getting into the preparation phase. So let's talk about that. The preparation isn't like, oh, get all your cans in the closet and get ready because the world is going to, you know, like, make sure you have water for 2 months. And that's not the preparation you're talking about, right? What is the preparation
right.
you're talking about?
That's great. This lady, Allison, talks about that too. She's like, we're going to be so high, we're not going to care. It's like everything's going to be taken care of. You know, those worldly things are going to be less of a concern. But hey, go get some water. Have it in your house. Whatever, that's fine. Yeah. It's not necessarily a bad idea to have extra water around anyway. I mean, there could be floods or anything could happen these days. That's
right.
not necessarily related to this event. But, you know, no, the preparation, prepare ye the way of the light, you know. Prepare you the way of the Lord, prepare you the way of the higher consciousness. That means start practicing getting your thoughts out of the gutter. And whether that's, you know, the gutter of negativity, the gutter of blaming and shaming ourselves or others. Catch ourselves in the act when we don't feel good, like Abraham says, and steer that ship in the new direction. Like daily, this is our yoga. And we can feel it when we're going south because we start feeling bad or stuff starts acting weird in our life, like you start dropping stuff or something, you know, if we're not in alignment. So that's where any of these practices come in, meditation. If we meditate in the morning, if we tune in with our source, whatever we call that, in our tradition or in our lack of tradition, whatever you call that ineffable suchness, we tune in with the higher power in the morning, noon and night. We you know, we pray, we meditate, we focus our attention on that field of goodness. And we start believing. You know, it says, if you say to the mountain, move, and believe it, it's going to basically jump into the ocean. And, you know, what does that mean? It goes back to also A Course in Miracles. There is no order of difficulty in miracles. But if we have junk in the trunk and our thinking is south of this manifestation that we desire happening, it's going to slow it down or maybe even stop it because of our negative beliefs. So this is where we get a handle on what is happening in our vibration. What are we actually thinking? Because as human beings, we go along, thinking like a regular human, and we don't realize it's like, oh, wait a second. No, it's those thoughts. Oh, it's that thought I just thunk that second. Oh, it's that vibration that I was dancing in, but I was just having a little conversation complaining about my problems. It's like, did that count? Or could we maybe could the law stop for a second here so I can complain? You know, it's like it doesn't stop. It's 24/7. And as Abraham says, we have a little leeway, but our job is to practice. But the good news is it's toward a what? It's toward a feeling of gratitude, love, joy, harmony, a recognition of the innate goodness of life despite all these karmas being played out on the planet. We look at it now with another understanding. What's being played out on the planet is the results of past actions. Are we going to help the world and humanity to not suffer by jumping in the fray with them and getting all mixed up in the negativity that's going on? Or are we going to help them by holding the high watch, by holding the light, by holding the vision of a new earth where harmony reigns supreme? by holding our attention in focus. If a being is showing up in our lives negatively, see the light in them. Somehow, some way, they're connected to that source as well, regardless of how they're showing up. Does that mean we have to hang out with them or put up with their BS, they're harming us or being negative or being abusive? No. But we can still, you know, we are our brothers and sisters keepers. We can still see that light within, and it helps our vibration when we do that. It helps us come out of a pattern of attraction to angry abusers, for instance. And so if we really embrace this as our yoga right now, this is our inner yoga. I feel like we have an opportunity to get some traction together and individually right now in ramping up our awareness. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. And so what you're saying is that we need to empower ourselves and live more consciously on every single level in order to prepare ourselves so that we don't come from, you know, past traumas, whether they're past life or current traumas, and we communicate with each other authentically. And through that sort of empowerment, we can shift our consciousness so that we can welcome in this light rather than resist it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And resistance, you know, when we're in a yoga pose and it really hurts, and you know we're feeling like we're staying right in that place where we know work is happening, but we're not going into total pain, right? We're feeling the resistance. We're noticing it. We're placing our attention on it. It's the same thing, you know, with our consciousness. What's the edgy part? What's the sticky thought or the belief that keeps cycling back, that keeps us down a little bit? This is where our yoga is, because we're going to, you know, if it's not easy in any given area of life to focus on the good stuff, that's where we need to maybe go in and do a little work. We need to go in and do a little clearing, go in and do a little ninja action on those old thought forms in there. And there's multiples of modalities, you know, whether you're going to do your Reiki or you're going to do self-healing, some of the stuff that I do with people, teaching them how to heal themselves, how to clear this energy themselves, whether we're going to call in the heavyweight champ of the platinum ray, which may very well be this energy that's coming to the planet. I have some signs about that. You know, this is where we can dig in and we can take the bottom out. We can actually clean, and that's mercy and grace. Forgiveness is also part of this cleaning. That's why we forgive each other. We give up the old data for the new truth that we know is true.
And that's why the alternative, what was once alternative, is now becoming mainstream. And that's become my mantra for the last week, because I've been doing these radio interviews and I've been saying that, because ultimately that's why we're doing the Portal Extension Conference, because it's really becoming so mainstream that we're going to probably get like LA Times and OC Weekly out there, because the study of consciousness, the science of consciousness is like on the forefront of everything right now, on every industry, whether it's archaeology and finding out Atlantis really existed, or if it's like energy healing and quantum physics proving that, you know, our consciousness can affect other individuals and the energy and space around us. So what is really happening is what was once alternative is now mainstream. So it's just a matter of time. There's all these people like yourself and myself that do the different modalities. So there's so many modalities out there that can empower you, whether you're like clearing ancestral trauma or whatever it is, that pretty soon, I got a feeling within the next couple of years, like a lot of these are going to be showcased on regular TV, you know, and broadcasted to the masses. And I'm here right now in Mexico, and like on a regular news station, they're having this whole thing about Tantra, and it's just a regular, it's just like the CNN of Mexico, you know, and it's just like it's seeping in to our reality more and more. And it's really exciting to observe that.
Yeah. And so if you think about all, you know, we have been building that. And so we have been building that through our consciousness and through our choices, and by each person who's meditating or doing their daily yoga or doing their Qigong and their energy work, or they're visualizing well-being for the planet, or they're in prayer groups, or they're in, you know, or they help others clear energy, or, you know, whatever we are all doing, it's been building this new reality, and we're here for that purpose. And it feels really good when we think about the new possibilities. We stay in this vibration of harmony. We stay in this vibration of unconditional love, and healing starts happening automatically because our natural birthright and heritage is the healed, prosperous state of being that we all long for. This is, it's not, oh, the world, you know, we have to switch our thinking about how the world operates with us. We don't have to be at the effect and the mercy of the world and how it has been created in the past. That's old news. We created that in the past. Our ancestors created those old functionalities. What do we want? We have to remember that the outside constructs of money and how society works is not the source. The source is inside of you, and you have the key and the power to unlock this unlimited flow of beauty and love and synchronicity and affirmation of your goodness and your well-being, prosperity, whatever that looks like. You know, it may look like money. It may not look like money in the times to come. We don't really know, you know, what it's going to look like. But regardless of the construct, we can call it forth by focusing on the feeling that we get when we have it already. And this is where, you know, Greg Braden has a great little audio. I totally recommend going to his website and grabbing that little meditation that he does, little teaching he does on what's real prayer. We pray rain. We don't pray for rain. We become one. This is what everybody teaches. Abraham, Jesus, everybody, they're all teaching the same thing. The Native Americans, we come into alignment with what we desire, imagining as if it's real so completely that we get the goosebumps and we feel gratitude for it right now. We go into bliss, and then we let go and we allow it to unfold, having enjoyed the experience already without being attached to it or wondering where our stuff is. This is the process. This is really all we have to do is stay in bliss. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like, is that so hard?
yeah. You said earlier that in this new reality, that thought will equal manifestation, or what we want will equal manifestation. Do you feel that that's going to happen in our lifetimes?
So that functionality has always been here and has never stopped. And the reason it's been slowed down is because of the detritus and debris of the ages in our subconscious mind from patterns of our ancestors, our past lives, our cultural conditioning, and our early childhood. And so it's still happening and functioning. We've just kind of been, there's been clogged pipes, let's just say. And so I guess what they're saying is as this moral light comes in, you know, the pipes are going to be cleared out, but if we dip back, it's kind of like the lady looking back and turning into a pillar of salt, you know, that one.
Right.
If we look back to the old thinking, it's going to, as more and more light comes in here, it'll snap back to us quicker because there's no obstacle in the way. The pipes will be clean. The pipes will be cleaned out. That means the conduit of the light and the energy coming into manifestation will be speeding up. In whatever way, you know, because what, you know, yeah. So that's why we continue to do the daily work of cleaning our pipes, both of consciousness and in our bodies. And nothing bad is going to happen. Like, it's not going to, this is a positive event. And it may look challenging to certain individuals based on where they're at, right? So there's compassion, because it might be that if you hadn't done your spiritual homework for a while and you got a lot of blame and shame for yourself or others in your system, all of a sudden that's all going to start getting worked on at once. It's going to be like, holy shit, I'm processing some stuff. And, you know, if they don't have any knowledge of that, that's why we have to tell people. We have to share, you know, we have to hint to people, give them a little warning, like, hey, you know, well, yeah, a lot of people are waking up. Well, what's waking up? Well, it kind of means, you know,
right. Our
consciousness is being raised and we're coming out of blaming and shaming, and we're, you know, it's like, think about the people in your life who might need a little hint and what language you could use to prepare them a little bit, to just edge them on in the correct direction so it's a little easier, you know. So it's a little easier for them when it's hit.
Right. And I noticed it comes for everybody differently. Some people they might just find tarot cards one day and then get into angel cards and then be into spirituality. But then some people go through conspiracies, and some people go through anti-establishment movement, like what's happening right now in the politics. So there's many different avenues towards this awareness. And I feel that what is happening with the anti-establishment movement worldwide is just a symbol of the times in that people aren't are realizing now that the powers that be were they've actually never had our best interest in mind, and all the corruption, you know, ultimately they're all reflections of ourselves, and that's the honest truth that we need to all get to. But the first stage may be people to get angry and upset because they've been lied to, manipulated, controlled, things aren't what they thought they were. And but that's okay. We need to just sit with it, and that's why a lot of the people probably listening to this, including ourselves, are called the way showers. We're just here for when the event happens, and before the event and after, we're here to show the way with this awareness and create, especially Portal to Ascension, having this like one-stop shop for consciousness. And I used to jokingly say when people wake up, and when people start walking around like chickens with their heads cut off because like all of a sudden like things are changing, like Portal to Ascension is where they can like quickly like center themselves and come to in order to find this awareness. So it's like, it goes into, I'm curious how this connects to karma, actually. You talked about earlier about instant karma. So how does instant karma affect us now as opposed to how it used to in the past?
So the time is speeding back. The energy is speeding up, giving a reflection quicker than it used to. And I can't say that I know the spiritual mechanics of that like a quantum physicist might be able to explain it. But what makes sense to me is that as we have more and more light in our body, as we're raising our vibration, when we dip our vibration, we're going to see it quicker. We're going to be aware of it. If you're like kind of going along and you keep raising your vibration, you keep attracting more and more positivity, you keep attracting better things in your life, and all of a sudden you have a dip, and you know, it's going to be like, bam, it's like going to be right there for you. Whereas for somebody who's just been kind of chugging along in a mildly downtrodden vibration, they're not going to notice that much if they go dip because they're pretty much always in the dip. You know, but if you're on a hill and then all of a sudden you roll down to a ditch really fast, you know that. Like that's, you know, but if you're already close to the ditch and you just fall into the ditch again, it's not as big of a of a fall. So, you know, the law has always been established under there, and we're going to have more access to our awareness of how it works because we'll see things showing up in our face quicker because it's cleaned out more, because the pipes are a little cleaner. And so that's where education, like you said, is going to come in post-event or during this time period. You know, why do you think there's so many healers on the planet right now? It's like there's thousands of us. It's like, wow. It's like because there's going to be millions of people getting ready to wake up and be like, just hit me. I feel different and I don't really understand what's going on. But, you know, and what Allison said that I thought was interesting is people aren't going to have access. Like, it sort of wipes out the negativity to a certain degree. It's like a sponge. It's like, Mom, the divine goddess is coming in and cleaning up our house. You know, it's like, kids, what have you been doing down here? You know, I'm going to clean this up. And, you know, and she might scold us a little too. Now, you stay on you keep this place clean, you know. How do you keep it clean? Well, you keep your thoughts uplifted. You become more masterful. You intend more consciously what you want in your life. You don't just go willy-nilly looking out at the world and creating from what has already occurred. You become intentional. And, you know, that will help guide us through these times is just comprehending that this law even exists. I had a realization that there's two main things that keep us from seeing this law in operation now and acknowledging it. And would you like to know what those are?
Yes.
Yeah, so the two main things are, one, a belief that we deserve the goodness that we're seeking.
Mm-hmm.
And two, a belief that the law actually works and exists. Without those two, the function of the power of your own inner consciousness itself means that if you don't believe that you're worthy of it, then you're not going to have the experience of feeling worthy of it. And then you won't get it because you just told yourself with all your creative power that you're not worthy of that. So that's what you're creating more than that you are worthy of it. So getting in and digging out and uprooting any remaining beliefs about our value, our worthiness, our deservingness, whether we're good enough, whether we're good people, whether we're kind and lovable enough, we are. Anything to the contrary of that is an old lie from our conditioning. So we lovingly release those. We ask our inner subconscious mind, the little child within, hey, could it be possible that we had a perception that wasn't correct about ourselves? You know, could we look at this truth mm-hmm. that maybe you are deserving? So we work on that, and we work on our belief. If you believe that the mountain will move, it's going to move. If you have the faith of a grain of mustard, so what's interesting about a grain of mustard? Well, it's a seed. It has a pattern in it. And so it has faith because of its pattern. So the faith of a grain of mustard means I know that I know that I know that this is how life works. This is the pattern. So faith in that instance moves from to belief first and then to knowing, because you're like, oh, I'm the fingertips of God. I am an extension of the Creator in form. This is how I operate. I give thanks for something and it comes. You know, I live in a vibration of love and good things come to me. And even though my ancestors and myself and my planet got a little jacked up and we forgot that for a while and we created in ways that caused pain and suffering, we're making our way out of that. And so in this purgatory, basically, between, sorry for this example, but it's like, we imagine the old world of Earth and all its jacked upness of our consciousness creating suffering, being hell. You know, now we're in purgatory and we're going to heaven on Earth. So the purgatory, mm-hmm. the in-between state is where we're burning mm-hmm. off the dross of the past, but putting our focus into the light of the future and knowing that we know that we know that this goodness is our birthright and that we're getting there. And we're, mm-hmm. while we're allowing these old karmas to play out and be done, and that's where we're turning right, the right. other cheek. We're saying, that was the past. Now I'm creating over here. That's our discipline. Now we're focusing back over here again to what we desire. We know all that stuff happened. Now we know how it happened. We know why it happened. We know where we've been. And now we're going to be like, well, where do we want to go? Well, actually, we want to go over to this nice, happy place instead. And we do right. that individually and collectively with our thoughts and our feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, that that in this new reality with this wave that's kind of taking over and washing over our planet, you mentioned that no space for negativity, and that kind of makes sense because in a lighter frequency reality, the lighter vibrations exist: happy, joy, compassion, you know, things like that. But in a denser frequency reality, lust, anger, greed, all those negativity exists. So if we're being bombarded with this frequency, we're also going back into the photon belt. We're in the middle of the etheric photon belt, which is a high concentration of ether that's just like bombarding our planet with nonstop waves to raise our vibrations. We're being forced, without saying that in any negative way, we're being forced into a reality that is so high vibratory that we're not able to even perceive these negative experiences, you know. And it's kind of like two things. Like there's this, half of it is science, half of it is belief. So the science is that this reality exists, and this this wave is hitting our planet, and we're in the photon belt, and the vibration is increasing. And no matter what, you have the best opportunity to really empower yourself right now. But the other half mm-hmm. is the belief. If you have all these beliefs that are limiting yourself because you need to protect yourself about something that isn't true about others or yourself, because you feel that you can't be vulnerable, you have a fear of that, then the truth of the science won't even be able to penetrate your belief system. So it's really like at a point right now that we need to work on our belief systems, is what you're really getting mm-hmm. into here, mm-hmm. so that we can embrace the science of the fact that this frequency is happening, because it's not just angelic new age woo-woo. This is actually a quantum physics reality of how the universe yeah. and the cycles of time works, right?
And that's what we're finding more and more. That's what people like Joe Dispenza are doing right now. He's going around doing tests on people who change their thought waves into something positive and cause change in their physiology. And he's proving it out for science to look at and be like, wow, this really is true, you know. And so, mm-hmm. you know, bless the people who have that scientific ability, who have the ability to even go there with it. Because I'm just like, hey, come on, guys, don't you know that this is true? You know, we can get it just from our experience. But some people just really, that's what they need. And so thank goodness there's people who are doing those kind of scientific tests about these things. Consciousness is the leading force. It's the creating power, the manifesting power. And that and our vessels, our being, is designed to house that consciousness, to allow that consciousness to flow through us. And if we have a bunch of, like, if you think about a slideshow, you can think about our beliefs and our thoughts about how reality is as slides in the slideshow of our subconscious mind. And that cosmic energy is coming to us more and more powerfully. It has no choice but to flow through those slides that are in our consciousness. So our job is to tidy those up and make them pretty and make those beliefs just what we want them to be, because then when that energy flows through, it'll just keep creating beauty and we'll just start compounding in that direction. And
right.
It's also,
so,
you know, we have to have compassion for ourselves and others, yeah.
Yeah, definitely have compassion for ourselves during this process, because it's not, I mean, speaking personally, sometimes it's like it has its ups and downs and it's rough. So having compassion for ourselves while we're growing spiritually is really key, and not judging ourselves, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's like, oh, I'm a bad girl. I thought a wrong thought. Let me beat up on myself.
Yeah.
No, that's not the protocol. You know, it's like we love ourselves. Now we understand how we got there. You know, we've all experienced having this, you know, a lower vibration because of downgraded thinking that we learned from wherever we learned it from, however it got lodged. You know, if you're a little kid and you had abusive and mean to each other for you when you're little, you're soaking that up like a sponge, and that becomes the new normal, even though your little spirit's like, this is so weird, get me out of here, this place is freaky. You're in delta, theta brainwave, and so you were soaking that stuff in, so that became imprinted. So now when we get in, that's why this theta healing, all these different healing modalities, we're getting in and changing those things that we received innocently. Like, we didn't say, I'm going to go forth and jack myself up. You know, we said, I'm going to go have an adventure in consciousness in this phenomenal creation. And then, you know, then there was a few situations that occurred that we've been dealing with. Leading to this time of suffering, you know. And Buddha said, life is suffering. He had compassion. He wanted to go out and help everyone not have to be in suffering anymore, because he knew it was possible, because he had come from that heavenly place, you know, but he wanted everybody else to have that too. So that's, you know,
another one of the stories of us, really. Right. So it's basically all good, because if you want to judge someone, you got to find out where it came from, and then if you want to judge that person, then you got to judge the person that person came from, and it'll just be an endless, like, endless web all the way up to God. God will be the
forgive them. Exactly.
So like,
which
no
is interesting that you
no
say that. Because Ho'oponopono, you know, the analogy of Jesus on the cross, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. They literally don't know what they're doing. They did not know.
Yeah.
They were not taught. They were
yeah.
not trained. They were jacked up, making a mess of stuff. They had no idea. So does that mean we stick around and continue being abused? No. But do we give up the data in our subconscious mind that created this mess in the first place because somehow we attracted it? There we are on the cross. It's like, oh, dear. Somehow, some way, knowingly or knowingly, consciously or unconsciously, we ended up manifesting that experience. So we forgive everyone. We forgive the data through understanding. And then, like Professor Hugh Len of the Hawaiian Huna, his radical forgiveness, the Huna radical forgiveness teaching is, I created everything in my world. I'm the originator of it. I, as consciousness, I, as God, I'm the ultimate source of all this suffering. Somehow, some way, we created it together. And so he sat in his office at a hospital for the criminally insane, the worst, you know, the deepest lockup of these people, and forgave himself for all of their actions. And guess what? Mm. They all left that level. They all moved on. They all got a healing. Because our world is a reflection of our consciousness. So if we forgive ourselves for the discord in the government, if we forgive ourselves for the discord in the environment, if we forgive ourselves for the discord in our social systems and relationships and race relations and everything else, if we clean
yeah.
and forgive that, and then we vision the new and we hold it as our new reality, well, guess what? That's going to eventually make its way into our world.
Right, right. And that's the 100th monkey effect right there. We critical mass, you know, it's been proven through science
mm-hmm.
that if we all feel and do a certain thing in a certain way, that the reality externally to us will reflect it, right? So
mm-hmm.
so
exactly.
we have, Shreya, we have about 6 minutes left. So I want you to, if you could tell us about what you're going to be bringing forward at the Portal Ascension Conference, and then maybe you can do like a 3 to 4 minute meditation to close out.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. And I just want to make one little point too real quick, that just because we manifested some way unknowingly doesn't mean that that other person out there or that other government out there isn't doing what they're doing. They are doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the experiences of
yeah.
suffering have been real. It's not to diminish what's gone on. Do you want to keep being at the effect of it, or do you want to take your mantle of power within you and start changing it from within? That's the question.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah. So I want to also say I'm doing spiritualhealerboulder.com. I'm doing weekly transmissions, and there's about 7 of them on there now that people can listen to that are me, you know, ranting more about this stuff to help us comprehend it. So you may find some of those useful. It's also on SoundCloud under Shreya. And at Portal to Ascension Conference, yeah, we're going to be bringing some, you know, actual tangible experience of these things. And, you know, I almost don't know what to say. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to be digging into a deeper understanding of this law. But let's just say this event happens between now and then. It's like, my Lord, I don't know how it's going to look, right? It's going to be something phenomenal there
yep.
at that
yeah.
time
let's
at
do
the
it.
Conference. Yeah. So whatever is needed in the moment at the most to help us heal and comprehend the law and bring in a more grounded realization of these teachings, I'm there to bring that.
Beautiful. And that's why
mm-hmm.
we have you there, actually, because that's the component we needed. So that's exactly the reason why I wanted you there.
Perfect. That's perfect. Wonderful. And so, yeah, so let's take this last couple minutes then and just, you know, if you're driving or something, just come back to the replay later. But if for those who are not operating equipment, take a nice deep breath. Where we start with the breath. And I want you to imagine the light above your head. And I want you to imagine, go down to your root chakra now, and imagine that this root chakra is going to start spinning and aligning to this higher light, this new earth, this new reality. Start imagining, what does it feel like to ground up to this light, to ground into the new realities that we've all been birthing together? Does your root chakra feel a little lighter? Does it feel a little bit more open? Does it feel like the energy is flowing a little better? Do you need a little healing? Do you need a little extra energy there to open it and heal it? And then just imagine that that next chakra of the sacral is also grounding up. You can imagine that beautiful sacred orange color, and that solar plexus is grounding up into the light, into the new earth, into the platinum ray, into the new creation, into these new higher vibratory thoughts that we've been cultivating together on the planet. And now your solar plexus. Maybe I said that already. Beautiful yellow light of your solar plexus. And now your heart is grounding up into these new realities, into this new life, into this new light. And your throat chakra, that beautiful turquoise blue energy, grounding up into the new realities. We speak the words of heaven. We speak the words of well-being. We project these new realities through our throat chakra, and we align with them. In our third eye, we see the new reality. We feel the new reality. We come at one with the new reality. We ground upward into these new higher thought forms that we've all been cultivating, that is these visions of harmony and peace, ecological well-being, health, prosperity for all. We use our third eye for that now. In our crown chakra, we open to that highest consciousness, that light of truth that we are, that God self of us. we open to that and we allow this higher light to come in and calibrate our earthly bodies up into these higher frequencies easily, gently, gracefully, harmoniously, and in peace, in perfect timing and divine order for the highest good of each one of us, your very own high self is going to know how to work with you in this meditation and how to guide you into holding more light field, more light quotient in your fields, holding more light in your body, in your cells, in your mind, in your heart, and into holding these vibrations and these visions of this new earth. And we're basically pulling it towards us, and we're pulling ourselves towards it as we do this. And I recommend doing something like this every day, getting into your meditative space, improving your diet, getting enough water, getting out in nature, you know, focusing the thoughts on the highest good, you know, closing off those relationships that no longer serve you right now, like saying no to abuse, mm-hmm. saying yes to well-being, saying yes to health, saying yes to harmony, saying yes to ease, and knowing that everybody's going to come along in their time and their way, you know. But take care of ourselves. Take care of yourself. Make it important that you do self-care at this time, that you love yourself, you're kind, you're gentle. And feel free to send out questions, you know, either through Portal to Ascension, you can tag me there, or on Facebook or whatever, or through my website. I'd be happy to chat with people about all this. So I know it's a lot to take in, but it's okay. We can do this. We can do this thing. We're here together.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Let's match the vibration of the reality that we want to create. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep our one point mm-hmm. focus. Keep your eye on the prize. That one came through the other day. I was like, oh yeah, that's it. Keep your eye on the prize. That's it. Keep your eye on the prize.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Beautiful. Awesome, Shreya.
Awesome,
well,
here.
I
Thank
love
you
so
much.
Thank you so much for
Thank
everything,
you.
And we'll be in touch very soon and do more and more together.
Sounds great. Have a beautiful day. We'll talk
Take
to
care.
You.
Thank you
Bye.
So much. Bye. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today. And Shreya, again, she will be at the Portal Extension Conference, and you can find out more information. The site will be launched in about a week, and if you're checking this on YouTube, it might be launched already. And the website is ascensionconference.com. So you can go there. You can sign up on the email list right now, and you'll get updates when it is launched. So please check it out. Shreya Fox will be there along with around 20 other amazing presenters. This is going to be truly the most groundbreaking event we've ever created. And seriously, it's been 10 years, around 1,000 events, and leading up to the Portal Extension Conference. Everything that we've done in 10 years has been, there's just like Shreya was saying, I am the prize. The Portal Extension Conference is the prize that we've been actually cultivating and attempting to create for so long that is now coming into fruition and manifestation at the perfect time, because this is when it's supposed to happen this year. We're going to do so much. So please go ahead and check it out, ascensionconference.com. You can also check out our other websites. PortalToAscension.org is our online university, webinar university with live streams as well, where you can check out a range of speakers on various topics, PortalToAscension.org, and then our live event website is GlobalAscensionTours.com. Actually, Shreya helped us design these websites. So GlobalAscensionTours.com, you can go there and you can check out where we're going to be touring. We have events coming up with Michael Tellinger, William Henry, Brian Forrester, Trisha McCannon, Paula Harris, Stephen Greer, and Graham Hancock. Then we have our conference in October. So go ahead and check it out. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We love you very, very much. Let's keep an eye on the prize and raise the vibrations of the planet and collectively envision what we want to create so that we can create peace on Earth, harmony on Earth, and heaven on Earth. Thank you all so much. Okay, good night. Bye-bye.